Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
Break
Inside Money Monday. Hey, welcome to the show, everybody, August 8th. Tonight, we are continuing with part two of last night's discussion. Are U.S. child support laws fair or in need of an overhaul? Along with our series on beating debt and building wealth. Again, you're inside Money Monday. Welcome to the program. Only on for an hour tonight. Sorry for those who may be joining late. We may not be here when you get here. You can go back and check out the podcast. Back Wednesday, 10 p.m., Friday, 10 p.m., Sunday, 7 p.m. Thanks for rocking. Coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight, it's your hip-hop informer, T. M. Hyman. Welcome to the show, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up for CeeLo. What up?
Good afternoon. It's a morning time. How do you do?
Good, good. Toya's down with the sick child, high fever, Domer on the way. But let's get to it. Real good conversation last night. Got some emails from folks who were just listening and were surprised by some of the callers last night. Got feedback on Ellen in her comment about her son being incarcerated and the baby's mom filing for assistance and he being responsible for the assistance being paid by the state of Virginia. I didn't know it was like that. I didn't know, you know, that dads had to pay back money from assistance. And maybe
yeah.
that is specific to the Commonwealth of Virginia. I'm not sure. But definitely got some feedback in reference to that comment. And again, just thank all the callers last night for chiming in. Hit us up with your feedback scenarios. But really, we just want to know your opinion. You know, are child support laws in the U.S. fair in your opinion? Or are they in need of an overhaul? I think some reform is necessary. And also, as I was doing some research preparing for tonight's program, there's actually a petition or two already out there. We're not the only ones who think that child support is in need of reform. There are folks in Georgia who feel like, you know, child support reform is necessary. California feels child support reform is necessary. And, again, we heard folks last night. So we'll keep this conversation going for the next 50 minutes.
Yeah, like I was saying last night, like I didn't know that they went after the father until, like, after I had applied for assistance. You know, this was years ago, but, like, when I applied for assistance, when I moved back to Virginia, and it was just really interesting because they went after him, and that's how the child support thing even started. And but then later on, we ended up going for to do custody as well. So, like, we didn't have any custody established at the time, but they went after him and wanted to take the money out of his check, you know. But I mean, the mothers have to. They give you an option though. Like sometimes they give you an option whether you know if you want child support. Go after the father, and most of the time, a lot of mothers, if you say you don't know where they are, that's when they'll like kind of search for the, you know, the other parent. But if you give them a, you give them like addresses, or you say you know where the father or mother is, then you know they'll contact them and let them know before they start garnishing wages and so forth. So, but again, that's Virginia. I don't know about any other state doing that.
Again, laws vary from state to state. So you have to do some research because if you think that, you know, if you move from New York to Connecticut, it's the same, you're wrong. If you think you're going to move from the north to the south, from the east to the west, and it's the same, you're wrong. Do some research.
Yeah. Well, I would suggest people do research anyway when it comes to the welfare of their children. Because a lot of times they're not going to just tell you, then I'm just going to tell you what to do. I mean, I would suggest going to maybe talk to the legal aid. Usually they'll, you know, give you free advice, or even contact a lawyer and get, you know, usually the first consultations are free. So most definitely, you know, check out the laws in your city and state. Most definitely.
The the rude reality of child support is bad all by itself, but the rigmarole of the process makes it that much worse. Folks, we're just trying to, again, stimulate some dialogue. The bottom line is, you know, we need to stand up and let our voices be heard when it comes to laws and legislation. Again, there are a couple of petitions in the state of Florida that folks are trying to actually get in motion. I think petitions are going to be required really all over the country. And until we stand up and voice our displeasures for the laws that, you know, we have to pretty much abide by, we're going to continue to get what we get, right? Continue to do the same thing, expecting something different. They call that cuckoo. We'll be right back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
In the dark of the fucking night.
was B. Slade with The Parking Lot. And tonight we're talking about child support and beating debt. And, well, it's kind of synonymous because of the simple fact that, you know, we found out that even if you're incarcerated, you know, the child support is building up. And then what about when these fathers are getting out of, you know, jail? They still have, you know, these mountains of back child support. So then they have to figure out how they can beat that debt or get that debt paid down and still be able to see their children. So if you just joined us, you know, you're in for at least, you know, 40 minutes of good conversation.
So, no, it's 10:18. You're on the East Coast, 7:18 on the West Coast. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Yes. No, I was going to ask you, like, do you know of any, like, say, for instance, if you were put in that position, I know you don't have any children, right? But what do you think the logical route to go as far as, you know, like when you, like how Miss Ellen said yesterday, how her son has, what, $10,000 worth of that child support? The thing is that how do you logically break that down? How, when he gets out, is he going to be able to get a house?
My whole point yesterday.
Right.
You know, with the whole debt piece and the incarceration, you know, how do you knock down a $10,000 bill, $20,000 bill that's over your head, you know, and you're incarcerated and you're unemployed? That there has to be some fast track that we can help people to get back on that helps them to not feel so hopeless in these situations.
Right. Because, I mean, I know that
I don't know what the answer is. I don't have the answer. You know, my answer is us talking about this, you know, stimulating dialogue, you know, to come up with some answers. You know, I know it's a problem.
Right.
You know, and last night I think there were several good solutions. You know, but at the end of the day, what makes sense to us, you know, clearly don't make sense to the folks who makes decisions. Or the people who are making decisions don't have enough of us, you know, making suggestions. I'm not sure.
Right. Well, because you know what? I think it's also embarrassing. You know, I mean, what man or woman
What's
would like, you know, would say, oh, well, to, first of all, be behind in child support. To get that, you know, you are $10,000-$20,000 behind in child support, and then to not sometimes, in most cases, if you're behind on child support, a lot of the parents or custodial parents don't allow the other parent to see the child because of the money in the arrears. And something that
ridiculous.
I learned, which I always felt, was that the money has nothing to do with the visitation.
Nothing
in the world to do with it. Because the thing is, just because you can't afford to take care of that child, I'm not going to stop you from seeing that child. Even when I had issues with, you know, myself, with my daughter's father, I never wanted to keep him from seeing her. I thought that to not be fair. But, of course, I had women in my ear saying, well, if he didn't give you the money, then he don't need to see her. You know, and it's just like,
that's
no,
ignorance.
You can't do that.
Ignorance
that robs, speaking. Because my thing is, that robs the child. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and I get it. I get it. You know, and I've heard it, you know, and I've also heard, you know, the dudes on the back end, you know, and the pain that it causes, even for those cats who are in the rears with child support. You know, to play someone's child against them or to put the child in the middle as you all play ping pong, you know, it's stupid, and we got to fix it.
Right. I mean, and I, you know what, though? I would have really lost my mind because, like, you know, this last year and a half, you know, it's really been hard on me financially because of medical bills and all that beautiful stuff, and then also, you know, because of a disability. You know, I would have lost my mind even more if my daughter's father said, no, you can't see her because you didn't send me X amount of dollars every single month.
But guess what?
Like, what you do is,
he absolutely
what you do isn't enough.
Has the
he
right.
Here anymore.
He has the right
lost
to
my
do
mind.
That.
You know,
he has the right
something
to do
else.
That.
Has no right to do it.
He
you know,
does
the thing
have
is
a right
that
to do it.
You have the right to say I couldn't see her?
Absolutely. If he's what's the difference between what women do to men? They don't have the right, but they do it. He's the primary custodian, and if he filed child support on you and you did not pay it, he could be just as ignorant as a lot of women become when it comes to not getting their child support money. Why wouldn't
he? Yeah.
Well,
you know what, though, to me that
would have
been unfair because I'd never treated him that way. You know what I'm saying? In that instance, I would just be hurt because, yes, you're absolutely right. He could have taken that road. But I think I would be more hurt because I never did that to him, even if I didn't, you know, agree with
the rules. What's the difference between men being hurt by what women do and your freaking feelings being hurt if he did it to you? What's the difference?
There is no difference, really. But you know how
there is no difference.
You know how, like, people don't scream till you step on their foot. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I think, yeah, that would have been very upsetting. Only because I didn't approach it that way with him when the tables were turned. You know, so that's why my feelings would have been hurt. But I don't.
But a lot
anyone.
Of men, a lot of men, they don't approach it that way either. But when women don't
right.
get what they want, you better watch out. That's really what it comes down to. Hey, before we go any further, all the way live from Chesapeake, VA, she's been hanging out. Give it up for Domare. Welcome to the show.
All right. Good evening. Forgive me for the background noise. I'm on the road.
No,
and,
you're good.
You're good.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Area code 786, last four digits 3855. Tell us your name and you're calling from. Welcome to the show.
Hey, this is Mr. Milton calling from Tampa.
Mr. Milton.
Oh.
Hey, welcome to the show, bro.
Hey, what's going on,
hey,
T?
Are U.S. laws with child support fair, or do they need to be overhauled, brother?
They need to ask me that question. They most definitely need to be overhauled. There's nothing fair about child support, about the child support system, period. No matter if it's a man or a woman who's been forced to pay child support. I mean, you can look at it as, just look at it this way, as you invite some people over and for dinner or whatever. You cook dinner, but someone comes in and force you, and take your food and force you to disperse it the way they want you to disperse it, even though you had all the intent to feed these people.
Mm-hmm. They're going to tell you how to feed them.
They're going to tell you how to feed them. And at the same time, come now back to the child support, at the same time, they take money from the men and the women and give it to the other parent hand, and they don't know what's going on with the money.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, all that money is not going to the child.
Right.
It's
right.
probably 9.7
yeah.
times out of 10.
Right. You know, yeah. so sometimes, and what I felt and saw, like when my daughter was with me and her father was paying child support, my thing was that gave me more room to do more things for her, to make sure that, you know, I could buy her. Me, personally, I bought her clothes every week. Not to just, you know, spoil her to death, but it was because I wore hand-me-downs coming up, and I didn't want her to have to go through that because the clothes ain't fit. You know what I'm saying? So him paying child support gave me more room to be able to do for her. And it pisses me off when I see mothers, you know, saying, oh, I need to go get a new outfit. I can't wait till this child support money gets here. You know, and that's like, that's not fair. And then the kids don't know what's going on, you know. And then the instance where the mother may not let the children see the father, you know, the kids are like, well, maybe my father doesn't want to be bothered with me. So they grow up with a complex. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it affects more than just, it's not all just about the financial of it.
Right.
If you,
no,
I mean, do y'all get where I'm coming
right.
from with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're right.
No, absolutely. Hey, Mr. Milton, stand by. Let's go to the phones. Area code 404. Last four digits, 5785. We know that number. Welcome to the show.
Yes, yes. How are you doing this evening? This is Dr. Sandra Davis.
Actually, Dr. Davis, I thought this was somebody else, so I didn't know the number. Sandra Davis, welcome to the show.
Yes. Welcome back.
I just wanted to chime in.
Go ahead. Go right ahead. You're listening. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm listening. I was just going to say that I wanted to chime in on what the young lady's saying, because my frustration in working with kids through custody battles is that the problem is it's not about the kids. Every time I have a case that I am faced with, and I have a large number of custody cases that I'm dealing with right now, my caseload, most of them are not about the kids. I mean, and it's very easy to see. And if everybody switched and focused on the child and what's best interest of the child and what that money is going for the child and how it's going to help the child, then these laws would work and it would be a lot better and you wouldn't have to do all this fighting back and forth, because the child gets lost in the midst of these custody issues with, you know, money and stuff like that, and with holding these visits and everything else. It's the child who ends up hurt in the long run, you know, even though everybody's screaming in court it's about the kid, but it really is not. And so that's the piece of it.
When you see these cases and it's clear to you that the child is not getting the money, you know, because of their, you know, just their appearance compared to, you know, the mother or the father, you know, how do you respond? You know, what's the fix? How do we make people accountable, to Mr. Milton's point, you know, accountable for the spending?
Right. Well, you know, I talk to, because I end up doing work with the family, so I end up working in my, I like to work with both sides. It doesn't always happen that way and everything, but I work with the families on switching their focus to focusing on their child, and that's really what it is, and pointing out to them, like, is this really about them? Why, you know, and stuff like that. On the other hand, in my role, I am a little bit, you know, strapped, because it's not the legal part of what I do. I do the emotional piece. But sometimes that's how I get through to some of my parents, is getting them to look at, like, do you see what this is doing to your child? Do you see the hurt? You know, your child is talking about this. And usually I've had some very positive results of some things really changing around. And then with some of my parents, if I have a good enough rapport, I can say to them, like, no, you're the wrong one. You know, I can say to a parent, you're wrong on this, and here is why. And, you know, be able to build that relationship with them to get them to see this is why you're wrong and get to be able to change it. So it's definitely a case-by-case matter of how to be able to handle that.
Thank you very much, Doc. Dr. Sandra Davis hanging out with us tonight. Mr. Milton's on the line with us. CeeLo live out of Charlotte, Domare live out of Chesapeake. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. Tonight's topic, child support, beating debt, and building wealth. We'll be right back.
Yeah. It's my bless, slip and slide. That's what I told her. She say things ain't going right with him. I said, maybe you should just try something different. You know? Let go. She don't wanna try no more. Shorty wanna fly away. Stop throwing my condo. That can be your hideaway. Hideaway. You don't make her happy. She wanna get away. Hideaway. Stop throwing my condo. Her hideaway. About to lose you. Cause he'll make you happy like he used to. Girl, you deserve a winner.
A winner.
He ain't the type of nigga that I lose to. A cruise to the islands, gotta get a smiling. Hit South Beach, riding down Cali. No window shopping, that's for the party. So take it off the wall and put it on your body. She don't wanna try no more. Shorty wanna fly away. Stop throwing my condo. To the penthouse flow. I can play the bar. Tell me, you just tell me what the pose. Christian. Cause you deserve a taste of that European chicken. Short is so fly, red bull wings. She just wanna hide my condo fling. She don't wanna try no more. Shorty wanna fly away. Stop snowing my condo. That can be your hideaway. Hideaway. He don't make her happy. She wanna get away. Hideaway. Stop snowing my condo. Her hideaway.
WHAC. Muhammad Radio Live. Thanks for rocking with us tonight, folks. Only 26 minutes left in the show. We're only on for an hour tonight, so we're trying to get a lot done in a little bit of time. Chandra Davis, Dr. Chandra Davis, hanging out with us, along with Mr. Milton out of Tampa, Florida, CeeLo and Domare. Again, thanks for rocking with us, everybody. Very serious topic here when you talk about child support. Mr. Milton, I could hear in your tone, brother, you know, that this is real in your life right now, today.
Yes, sir.
If you could speak to President Barack Obama about your frustration, what would you ask him to do if he said, Mr. Milton, how can I help you today?
I don't know if it would actually be a question. I would just leave something with him. I would just tell him, like, the child support system was the system created to assist custodial parents with receiving funds from non-custodial parents, from the mothers or the fathers who didn't want to, you know, pay any child support to help them raise the kids. So why is it that all of the parents that doesn't want to take care of their kids are still not taking care of their kids, but it's the ones that's really willing and who's dishing out the dollars freely on top of what you're ordering. We're the only ones who's paying child support in the system.
Right.
We are the only ones who
around for it.
Yes, and the ones who don't want to do anything, they're still not doing anything. So, do you think the system is a success?
Right. So,
well, you know,
the bottom
the
line
thing is that,
you know, Mr. President,
you know, maybe the
your system needs an overhaul. That would
well,
be the statement.
Yes, that would be the statement.
Yes, I mean,
sorry,
but a lot of the thing is that parents and non-parents, I mean, because it's like, think about it. If you don't have children, you may very well still have nieces and nephews. You know, and the thing is that not just, like I said yesterday, everyone should be concerned, because for the parents who have to go get assistance, people who are paying taxes are paying for that assistance. And so it's like, if we know the system is broken, then, you know, not just parents need to lobby. You know, everyone should be lobbying, trying to make sure that the children's best interest is at heart in these child support cases or these custody cases, not just parents. Because when it seems like it's just parents, a lot of people without children don't even understand, like, well, what's the big deal? Why can't you just, you know, say...
Well, that's not true, because I'm somebody without a child, and you know, and I'm the number one lobbyist on this program for this issue. I think, you know, I encourage the community and just to be aware, first and foremost, that there's a problem. There's a problem with child support. There's a problem with creating children that we don't want to take care of. There's a problem. You know, but I do agree, CeeLo, it goes across the board. You know, it should be a village trying to make sure that our children are on point. But I think it starts with the people who created the child. It is absolutely a parental issue. And, you know, unfortunately, there are parents who bring the rest of the community and the family into their issue due to their irresponsibilities and their lack of accountability. It starts with the parents. We didn't create these children.
Mm-hmm. is true. But the thing is, again, we're still paying for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
We created them or not.
You know, but...
And
I get that. But it still starts with the parents. There's a lot of things that we as taxpayers in America pay for that we don't even have any say-so or dealings with at all. You know? So, I mean,
right.
I get the point. But it starts with the parents.
And you're absolutely right. The thing is that the people outside of it, there are no emotions attached to it, you know, but the parents have more emotions attached to it because they're also thinking of the failed relationship. I'm going to make you pay because you cheated on me. I'm going to make you pay because you didn't pay all the bills.
But it comes down to maturity.
You know?
We need to grow up.
And accountability.
Absolutely.
Excuse me. You know, I mean, I think it should be mandatory. Therapy, especially when they, you know, when they making these court, like, you know, they have mediation. There should be a therapy going on along with that mediation, because a lot of parents do not see what they're doing.
You know, I definitely, Dr. Davis.
Well, you know, here's the deal, and I think therapy is a huge piece of it, but the therapy piece of it, when you're pulling it in, I mean, she's definitely correct, because that's the issue of it is, like she said, it's an emotional piece, and that's the problem. That's why I have to work with the parents on quit being mad at each other. You're taking this real personal, and you're not. That's when the focus stops being on the kid, and it's about that whole revenge thing where I'm going to get you, and I'm going to get you for a little work. Were you doing this for this other kid? You're not doing it for my. And it becomes this whole messy, just mess. And so, actually, I agree with her, because I do. I send some of mine, you know, to, like, parents. You need to go to therapy, and y'all need to deal with therapy and stuff like that, so that you then can come together to think about how to raise this child, how to deal with finances, you know, and all the other things. But you can't, because you're too wrapped up into your own stuff, and you haven't dealt with the failed relationship. And so that's when it really actually gets messy, is during those times. You know, because on the other hand, whereas I have all these messy cases, I do have some great, wonderful cases where there are parents who are co-parenting, even with step-parents, and, you know, stuff like that. They're working it out financially, you know, and I have some very unconventional ones, you know, where, I mean, like, very tightly knit. All the adults are really tightly knit, you know, together, but that's because their focus, they let go of the other stuff, and their focus started being on the child. And so I definitely agree that therapy being a piece of it would be a huge, you know, would be a huge thing, because sometimes it ends up being messy. Like, I had a case where just, you know, where it was mom went out for for some child support. All of a sudden, you know, father had no interest in sending this child ever before, but just because, oh, if I'm gonna pay, then I need to see. And then we have a judge who just like, here, you know, and this kid is supposed to say, you're my daddy. And she flipped out and had a lot of emotional problems and stuff, because you can't just introduce a kid to somebody that hasn't been there and be like, hey, you know. And so there was a lot of work that had to be done, and it was damaged, but it was all based off of revenge, because it really boiled down to, once I got involved in the case, he really didn't want to have anything to do with the kid. You know, but she had to go through these months of, you know, a lot of emotional distress just because of y'all mess, you know, the adult's mess. And how fair is that to the child?
Right. It's not fair at all. Folks, we have about 18 minutes left in the show. Great topic tonight. I just want to fast forward. The Credit Bureau, you know, debt is absolutely a part of child support and the process. So let's just flip the script and jump right into debt and building wealth. Number one myth when it comes to your credit score and your credit rating is you need to take out a credit card or a car loan to build up your credit score. The truth is, your FICO score is nothing but a I love debt score, and it's not a measurement of financial winning or winning financially at all. If you fail to pay your child support, not only is it a garnishment if they can track you down, but it is a ding on your credit score. And at the end of the day, we've got to be mindful, whether we are in the midst of child support, custody battles, or not. if we're going to build wealth and beat debt, we've got to get ourselves under submission when it comes to credit cards and responding to every offer that somebody's trying to make to us. Again, your FICO score is nothing but a I love debt score. And this is the deal. If you don't have cash to pay for it, you really don't need it. I know that's a rude reality. I'll repeat. If you don't have cash to pay for it, you can't afford it.
Exactly. And that's the best way to say
that. Let that marinate. Yeah. Yeah, Doc, am I lying?
You don't.
You're definitely right. You're definitely right. But I think part of it is because we're not taught how to do, you know, how to sit there and have financially. I mean, I think it goes back to my parents, you know, and if you come from a family where it's been all this debt, that's all you know. And so the thing is, we have to educate ourselves, and I think it's wonderful what you all do on, hey, this is how you need to do it right. And we're talking about child, you know, support and what have you. That's one of the things I talk to families about. Protect yourself. When you get out of that relationship, you need to sit there, man, with, I don't care who it is, you need to have a paper trail of every payment that you make. You need to be able to break down and say, here's what I used the money for, here's what I didn't use it for, and then you're showing their responsibility that you're using it appropriately, and the person, if they try to come after you, you have everything sitting up straight to be able to say that. But in the same instance, you should be doing all of your finances like that, where you know where the money's going and what, you know, what's happening with it.
You need to write it out, folks. You need a budget. We talked about budgets last week. You need to expect events to occur. You know,
right.
Expect the unexpected. Things are going to happen. The question is, are you going to be prepared? Because you know it's really not the situation that's so damning. It's the fact that you don't have the resources to effectively respond to the situation, which causes you to go crazy and get chaotic. That's really what's damning.
Right.
You know,
right.
You got to get yourself together. Get your mind right. Go ahead.
You're absolutely right. No, I was going to say, we have a caller on the line, our resident guest, Mr. Cooper, out in D.C. And I know
Cooper.
He has a lot to say about that. And we got 14 minutes left in the show. But I'd love to hear what you have to say, Mr. Cooper. How you doing tonight? Thank you for joining.
Hey, I'm doing all right. 14 minutes? Aren't y'all supposed to go to midnight?
Hey, we only on 4 hours
no,
tonight, bro. Get out of here.
Four hour. Yeah.
Oh, you know I don't like that. All right.
What up, Coop?
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I missed out last night. Y'all talking about child support. That's a tough subject for me.
Hey, Coop, are the laws fair or do they need to be overhauled?
They need to be overhauled big time. The laws aren't fair. They make the laws to take care of the deadbeat dads, but a lot of time, well, I ain't going to say deadbeat dads because there's deadbeat moms out there too. But and what happens is the good non-custodial parents get punished because they're trying to do so much to take care of the bad non-custodial parents. So they need to take in consideration both sides of that. My way of looking at it is, when it comes to that child support, custody, all of that, you need to look at it as a business transaction. Cut the emotion out of it and look at it as a business transaction. Me personally, I played the nice guy too long, and I didn't get cutthroat soon enough, and I should have.
Right.
And I would have got a better deal.
And so the thing you just said, the phrase, nice guy, this is the deal, fellas. When it comes to our children, any time you have been served, let the nice guy go on vacation. Take care of your business.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I mean,
and so,
like,
go ahead, CeeLo.
Does the whole summer camp and all that stuff. Like, he's a very active father, more active than a lot of fathers that I know, you know. And so I see where he's coming from. Because it seems like the system is set up for the, it's not set up for the prevention of default. It's not set up fully for the best interest in the child at all times. You know, it's almost like it's a blanket law. You know, pay and be quiet. You know.
Yeah, because I see deadbeat dads, I see deadbeat moms, and because of my situations, I get frustrated. And I look at them and I'm like, you're the reason that mine is handled the way it is because you don't do what you're supposed to do or whatever. Like, I mean, I say older guys that I grew up with that I used to look up to, and I see how they do their kids, and they're not in their lives, and they talk all this, I'm going to do this and that, and I'm like, you don't need help them get a sandwich. So how are you going to do all this and that?
Yeah. Right. Good intentions.
Yeah.
But no follow through.
So, yeah. And as far as like the FICOs and credit thing, I think you can have the credit, but you've got to know how to manage it because there's a lot of good that can come out of it. Because like when you go buy a house, a lot of times that's the first they want to know what you have and this and that and everything. But it's about how you manage. Sometimes you just don't manage it right.
Yeah, but you should have them all, until you know how to manage them.
Now, that's true.
Because most people have them. Because they already in debt. Makes no sense.
One of my questions is, I'll set up my payments. I have all my payments for just about everything set up automatically. But sometimes I'll go make the payment because it's like maybe one or two things where it's not automatic, and I'll forget. I'll think it's something else that's not automatic. And I wind up making double payments on something, and I'll be sitting there looking like, man, I didn't have to make that damn payment.
Everybody don't got it like that, Coop. Everybody not able, brother.
Hey, look, I don't have it like that either. To be honest,
a couple of quick tips on the credit score front, because Dr. Davis said it. You know, knowledge is power. We are not educated, so you know, just know this when it comes to credit bureaus. Account information is removed from your credit report every 7 years. After the last activity on that account, except for a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, which stays on for 10 years, beware of credit cleanup scams. People who are telling you that you get them $250, $500, you know, they'll make your credit right. No, they won't. You know, the bottom line is, you know, the only information that may be legally removed from a credit report is inaccurate information. And 79% of those credit reports contained mistakes of some kind of, you know, and I'm talking like nationally. On average, you know, about 79% of all credit reports contain mistakes, and 25% of them contain errors that are serious enough that will cause a denial if you request credit. 30% of credit reports contain credit reports that have been closed by the consumer, you know, but reported that it's still open, which will also get you denied. 22% listed the same mortgage twice on your credit report. So my question to you folks out there listening, when was the last time you looked at your credit report? Do you even know what a damn credit report is? You need to sit down and talk to somebody. We will keep this conversation going right after this. Boston, far away, 8 minutes.
Yeah. Everybody in this world is God's property, though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy. Never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was a menace to the very private. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed, cause my dad was gifted at his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grabbed that red cup and then I poured that gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, Every time I step in the church as a wife of Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase, and when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. My mother told me don't just judge a girl by her appearance. Look for intelligence and the godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual. Getting a little sexual and now I'm about to test the rules. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asking, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Feeling lost of emotions, but a gain of regrets. And now, every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc and sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase, and when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven, it's so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation, because it talks to God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my bars are secular, I keep flowing. Till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust in. I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. And these are only good thanks to him on my best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase, and when I'm on the right track, I get led straight. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away.
Yeah.
I don't even know if y'all got that, man. Just listen, man. All you gotta do is listen. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical.
WEGZ, DM Hotline Radio Live. Hey, thanks for rocking with us, everybody. Boston, far away. I just want to let you know that identity theft is also a major part of beating debt, making sure that unnecessary debt is not created, and building wealth. Identity theft, hey, you know, if you're ever a victim, make sure that you place a fraud victim alert on your credit bureau report. Stays on for 90 days without a police report. So get a police report. Remember, this is theft. You owe nothing. So don't try to, you know, not follow the process. You know, get a police report, do the right thing, because guess what? People will try to hold you accountable and make you pay for something that, you know, you had no responsibility for. So you don't owe anything, so you should pay nothing. Contact the fraud victim division of each creditor and furnish documentation, which is that police report. Be persistent. This will take some time, but guess what? You now have a new hobby that's protecting your credit. We've been talking about child support, beating debt, and building wealth tonight. Mr. Milton, thanks for hanging out with us, sir. Last comments, feedback. Thanks for rocking.
Well,
all right.
Last comments for
go
anybody?
Go right ahead, Ms. Davis.
I just wanted to also, you're talking about, you know, credit reports and everything. There are some great programs out there that also helps you in managing your credit reports. Like, I'm a part
help
of
us.
One, and I pay I pay $10 a month, and it alerts me to any changes on my credit reports, whether it's address, anything dealing with that. I can go look at any three of my credit reports from, you know, any all three of the credit bureaus. I can also look at my score to know what it is. So, like, when I walk in to, like, buy a car or something, I tell them, I was like, my score is this. Do not shop me around, because people don't understand that when you go places and they pull your credit and they, you know, shop you to a different, a bunch of investment companies, that hurts your credit report. And so there are some really great programs out there that helps you in managing and keeping up. It also alerts me for identity theft. So that's how I actually got involved in figuring out this program, is because someone has stolen, you know, part of my identity. And it's a really great program. And it's like, yeah, it's $10, but it's $10 a month. And for the price of all the headache of what I went through, that $10 a month is well
worth
it for me to be able to, you know, manage it and keep up with it. So there are some ones like Cree, you know, there are some great programs out there, and so I would encourage people to look into those also.
Thank you very much. Dr. Chandra Davis, hey, you are coming back soon, so we'll be in contact. Thanks for rocking with us tonight. Hey, Koo, we got like a minute left, bro. Thanks. Any last-minute feedback?
Yeah, I got some feedback. I'm kind of upset at you, T, for telling them to don't go for the scams for the, well, I ain't going to call them scams. I'll go for the 250, I'll fix your credit thing. That was going to be my come up, man. I was going to, like, you know, 125, I got you.
What?
This is America, man. I'm tired of being capitalist.
Hey, I do not knock your hustle, brother. Hey, thanks for rocking with us, everybody. Hey, we back Wednesday, 10 p.m. Angels, take us home.
Yes. See, well, whatever you do, do it well.
Domea, you've been quiet tonight, mama.
Well, be a blessing, everybody.
Be a blessing, everybody. Good night.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show.